floods reveal effect of government cuts. While the world's capitalist politicians currently meeting in Paris prevaricate over measures to halt global warming, hundreds of thousands of people, from Carlisle in Cumbria to Chennai in India, suffer the misery of increasing extreme weather events. When floods devastated Cumbria in 2005, people were told it was a 1-in-100-year event. But the current flood is the third such disaster in a decade. Last year, the government was heavily criticized when floods inundated the Somerset levels in the Thames Valley for cutting flood defense spending and environment agency jobs. Environment Secretary Liz Truss claims the previous Tory-led coalition government increased real-term spending on flood defenses. However, a National Audit Office NAO report published last year concluded that flood spending had actually fallen by 10% under the coalition government. Now, in the current crisis, the Tory government has talked up a multi-billion pound capital spending program for floods over the next 6 years. But commentators have reported that it has actually cut £115 million from flood management this year. Environmental campaigners Friends of the Earth reckoned there is a £2.5 billion hole in current flood defense plans. And in his autumn statement, Chancellor George Osborne slashed spending by 21% at the Department for Energy and Climate Change, and 15% at the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. See also Carlisle Lives, and Livelihoods Devastated, and Capitalism's Climate Change Policy Failure,